3. Late that afternoon, two more puppy pees, one actually on the pad nearest the kitchen. Lloyd attached the toy-sized leash and took Lori outside, carrying her in the crook of his arm like a football. He set her down and urged her along the path that ran behind the small development of houses. The path led to a shallow canal, which eventually flowed beneath the drawbridge. Traffic there was currently backed up, waiting for some Mr. Rich Guy's expensive toy to pass from Oscar's Bay into the Gulf of Mexico. The puppy walked in her usual side-to-side waddle, pausing every now and then to sniff at clumps of weeds that, from her perspective, must have looked like impenetrable jungle thickets. A dilapidated boardwalk known as Six Mile Path, for reasons Lloyd had never understood since it was a mile long at most, ran beside the canal, and his next-door neighbor was standing there now between signs reading, "No littering and no fishing." Further down was one meant to say, "Watch for alligators," only alligators had been spray-painted over and replaced with Democrats. Seeing Don Pitcher hunched over his fancy mahogany cane and hauling at his truss always gave Lloyd a small but unmistakable frisson of mean satisfaction. The man was a jukebox of tiresome political opinions and also an unapologetic gorecrow. If anyone in the neighborhood died, Don knew it first. If anyone in the neighborhood was running into financial headwinds, he knew that too. Lloyd's own back was no longer what it had been, nor were his eyes and ears, but he was still years from the cane and the truss, or so he hoped. "Look at that boat," Don said, as Lloyd joined him on the boardwalk. Lori, perhaps frightened of the water, hung back at the end of her leash. "How many poor people do you think that would feed in Africa?" "I don't think even hungry people would eat a boat, Don. You know what I..." "Say, what do you got there, new puppy? Ain't he cute?" "It's a she," Lloyd said. "I'm keeping her from my sister." "Hey there, sweetie," Don said, leaning forward and holding out his hand. Lori backed away and barked for the first time since Beth had brought her. Two high, sharp yaps, then silence. Don straightened up again. "Not too friendly, is she?" "She doesn't know you." "She shit around?" "Not too bad," Lloyd said, and for a while they watched the motor sloop. Lori sat at the edge of the splintery boardwalk and watched Lloyd. "My wife won't have a dog," Don said. "Says all they are is mess and trouble. I had one when I was a boy, and nice old collie. She fell down a well. Cover was all rotted, and down she went. Had to haul her up with a whatchacallit."
"Is that so?"
"Yes. You want to be careful of that one near the road. She runs out in it. There goes your ball game. Look at the size of that fucking boat. A dime to a dollar, she grounds."
The motor sloop didn't ground.
While the drawbridge came back down and the traffic was moving again, Lloyd looked at the puppy and saw her asleep on her side. He picked her up. Lori opened her eyes, licked his hand, and went back to sleep. "Gotta get back and burn some supper. Take it easy, Don. You do the same, and keep an eye on that puppy or she'll chew up everything you own." "I've got some toys for her to chew on." Don smiled, revealing a set of mismatched teeth that gave Lloyd the chills. "She'll prefer your furniture. Wait and see."